Yeah, I recommend the safe.
I was just looking at the lunch. I said, I love the safe.
I recommend it. Last month ended on Tisha B'Av. Eicho. The Navi asks, how is it possible that Klal Yisrael plunged to such depths? How did we get so low? And of course, that question reverberates through Bein HaZmanim, certainly the first day. And we come on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start a new Zman, and I have another Eicho. I have another question. Eicho, how is it possible? Yeah, that we can open the yeshiva and we can learn and the chabura can come back after such depths, the depths of trying to understand Eicho, Tisha B'Av, how did we get so low? And yet you look around and it's the beginning of August. It's a very unusual that Rosh Chodesh Elul kind of coincides with Rosh Chodesh August. Yeah, where people are still in the Catskills and people are on holiday and they'll be saying Slichas in the Catskills and yet Rosh Chodesh Elul, everything stops. The girls are still at home. Eicho, how is it possible? How did Klal Yisrael do that? How do we do this? We have to be aware of the fact that it's not taken for granted. You know, this man started, I'm learning. You have to stop and think. It's a miracle. It's a partial miracle. It's a miracle that Klal Yisrael, that the yeshiva is open and that we're learning, that we're here and we're staying the way we're staying. The way this man started is... I wasn't there and I'll be accused of exaggerating a little bit, but reminiscent of a previous generation. Just locked out, switched off. Back into the Beis Midrash. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Eicho, how's it possible? I don't know. Just asking the question. It requires a chizuk. There's very evil winds blowing through the world at the moment. And look at us. Baruch Hashem, sitting in the Beis Midrash, learning sugyas that are, you know, and mamash, it's a very beautiful thing to see. As we move forward towards Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot to be done. This sefer is a moedika sefer. Anybody wants to get into, can't do it all. There's too much here. Everything on the Yomim Noirim, Halacha, Shkofa, Musa, Eitzes. It's a very useful sefer written by one of the Rabbonim and Ofakim. Very great man. I was able to learn by him for a very short while. But we have a copy of this upstairs. If you want to have a look, just go through the even go through the index and see what jumps out at you, and just go have a look. You know, each section is pretty short. You can get through it quickly. But it also has all the Maira Makomas, which if you want to do something serious with it, you can do more with it. I highly recommend the Sefer. It's got a lot of sanity in it, in a period where we tend to get a little bit insane. So I just want to do a little piece here, which is something that's close to my heart. Not necessarily we need this chizuk, but it's always good to chazer things that are sometimes very obvious, as the Masechet Shiurim says. Some things become so obvious, we forget about them, especially in Elul, where we're trying to be super frum, and we're trying to do too much, and we're trying to chaperan, and we're trying to do everything. There's an important yesod that needs to be remembered, yeah? Also, bear in mind when you're working through Elul that the goal of Elul is to actually change something. It's not to be more from this Elul than last Elul and then be the same person on Motzei Yom Kippur that you were last Motzei Yom Kippur. The goal is actually to change something. The extra learning and the extra tefillah and the extra work we put in is to facilitate the change, but the goal has to change. The goal is not to be very from for Elul and then just slip back on Motzei Yom Kippur to what I was on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So just don't ever lose sight of that, okay? This applies to the whole year, but I, my experience has shown me that this problem raises its head much more this time of the year, around about now, than it does the rest of the year. And it's just very beautifully articulated, yeah? Instead of me running around screaming, be normal, let's actually learn it up and learn it properly. So let's learn up a little piece together. V'kvay yisoydi kadmoneinu, shebekiyum ha-mitzvah yesh lahakbid koidem kol, when a person's keeping mitzvahs, he first has to be very makbid, l'kay ma shemachayvim behem me'ikra din. First, you have to make sure you're keeping the mitzvahs. You're first keeping what's chayv me'ikra din. V'rak acha kach efshe lohisif aleim. Afterwards, you can start adding on and doing extra stuff. But first, the person has to be makbid is keeping the mitzvahs. I mean, this sounds very obvious, right? Sounds very poshut, but in a you don't have to go too far to see that it's not so poshut. Aval you can't be keeping all the extra stuff and you're not keeping the mitzvahs. Well, derech zeh bira chido, and this is what the chido says. It seems to be a problem even before this generation. Yisrael oisin kamen dvarim lifnim mishur sadin. Dvarim she'enu chayvin. Klal Yisrael do many things that they don't have to do me'ikra din, that they're not chayv to do. U'be'ikra yadas. And they're not me'ikra yadas. They're not the fundamental principles of our religion. Sorry. Dvarim she'enu chayvin. U'be'ikra yadas mir Shabbos v'talmud Torah ki'yotzi chesorim. Those talking, the people that keep extra stuff, but when it comes to Shemira Shabbos and Talmud Torah and things like that, there's big lacks there. Vazema Shekosuv, he brings a rai from a posuk. Golse Yehuda ma voinai. So let's actually go back here a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm giving the pirish. We have to ask the kasha first. Posuk says like this. Sorry, I left that alone. My new glasses are heavy. Pasuk says like this: Golsi Yehuda ma avoinai, umeroiv avoida. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael went into Golos because of their avoin? We understand, but what's umeroiv avoida? Because of their roiv avoida. What's pshat? So he learns pshat like this: Golsi Yehuda ma avoinai shall bikel mitzvas aseh avairus. They went into Golos because of their avairus. There's mitzvas aseh that they're mavatel and they do the avaira. Umirav avoida. What's the rav avoida? Shall digduke anfe mitzvos she'enu chayvim. From keeping too many things that they're not chayvim. Peloploy, man. Peloploy. Chido learned it from a posuk. It's not just you got to be normal. That Klal Yisrael went into Golos, the first eicho, because they were being mevatel the meikra din. Because they were doing things that they weren't chayv to do. They were doing a lot of toisefes, what we call, I don't want to use the word, but what we call chumras and things that people do. They were doing too much of that. That was why they went into Golos. That was one of the reasons they went into Golos. The mashe chayv in any oisim, what they chayv to do, they don't do. V'shoimim dvarim yaseirim, but they guard very carefully the other things that they're not chayv to do. V'zehu mi roiv avoida. That's the roiv avoida. Doisim roiv avoida mekayim mashelonis chayve. Ad kan de shoyna. V'kva kos avoida chido. In another place, the chido says sheika avoida hu lishmo al ikra adas va'achachach loisi. First, you have to keep the mitzvahs. You know, get tarek mitzvahs in place, and then you can start adding whatever you want to add. Velola zalzel beikul a kaimas at tosefes. Zalzel the derises and he's keeping all sorts of funny things. Okay, now this may not be shaykh to us, but there is a problem specifically living in Eretz Yisrael which raises this problem which affects everybody. But the Baal Tshuva it's sometimes a bit more extreme because we don't have minhagim from the house. We'll see. Rabbi Nerzol, there's another problem which he brings out here, which is fascinating, and that is like this. He says like this: V'hinei rabim einu mavchinin ma nichlal beged chiyuv gomu v'ma hu minag. Most people don't. A lot of people don't know what the difference is between a chiyuv gomer and a minag. V'av shegames haminagim tzarich lekayim bekol ois. Minagim we also have to keep properly. The thing that's become a minag Yisrael, harei minag Yisrael toiruhu. If there's a minag here, you have to know what's a minag that's a minag Yisrael. What's not a minag Yisrael? Even if it is a minag Yisrael, but a chiyuv gomer in the Torah takes preference over a minag. You don't have a vatla mitzvah aser deraisa to keep a minag. I told you this is all poshut. Huh? I told you what I'm saying is mamish. I hope I'm not insulting anybody about getting so low. But that's how he starts a sefer and he's writing for everybody. I assume it's a problem. There's another dagger. They think that's an inyan to do. That's a good thing to do. He does it, it's good. But if he doesn't lose anything. The person has to first keep the chiyuvim, then he has to keep the minagim, then he has to keep the inyanim. You can't be running off the inyanim and trampling over the rices. Now this is where the problem kicks in, especially here. We have a double problem. We're in Eretz Yisrael, which we'll see what the problem is, and we're also, most of us don't have minhagim from the bayit. Yeah, you can say fine, but that's all my father did. No, I do what my father did. I'm fine. Leave me alone. A lot of us we don't have that. We can't go back and say, well, you know, how did Tati cut the challah? It's a problem. Ubedeira Shah of Rukhilis Israel, how you psurzois bemakoimus shinim ba'ilim, vakovis minhagim haim. Klalisa was spread out over the world, and each place had its minhagim. Minag Medinas Ashkenaz, Minag Poilin, Minag Litter, Vachain Minag Bovel, Minag Morocco, Minag Pras, Ukiyetzi Ben Harbor. Each place had its minhagim and kept the minhagim. Vakolechad Yenoig Minhaga Vosainu Verbasa, Verbasa. Everyone kept the minhag that he saw in his home and in the communities, and they kept the minhagim. They knew what they were doing. Things changed radically in the last generations. We have Jews that have come from all over the world into one place, all living in the same street, could even be davening in the same shul, going to the same schools. You've got all these different minhagim in one place now. He sees a guy doing some things that he's not used to, he sees whatever. As lefamim toim v'choshim shekein hu adin, he thinks, oh, well, I don't know about that deraisa, I better start doing it. Yeah. Umit amtsim lasoiz kein val yedei zeh doichin dvorim chashuvim yoisa. Yischapim a minag that came from Morocco, he came from who knows where in Eastern Europe, his next door neighbor comes from Morocco, and he sees his whatever doing something, and he thinks, now that's a, you know, that's a din, and he's got to keep it. Where the guy tells him, it's mamish, what do you mean, you don't do this minag? What are you talking about? You know where you're going to land up if you don't do what you're talking about? You don't dip your challah in the harif and burn your mouth before you... and he thinks it's a deraisa, and then suddenly the deraisa start getting mabob, and he doesn't know what he's doing. It's a big problem.
Even though
if he will chap around that this is a minag, but he doesn't know that it's a minag for him, and maybe it's not a minag for him. He sees this minag, looks like a nice thing to do, so he starts doing it. But what price are you paying? He's now because of the energy he's using for that minag, he's now mevatling other things. And as I said, with the Baal Tshuva, it's even more extreme. Because if a guy had a home and he came from a home and he had mesoiras and he had minhagim, he knew what to do, so he can see this guy next door and he says, fine, it's his minag, but we don't do like that. But if one doesn't know and one doesn't have his own mesoiras or whatever, he's in a lot of trouble.
It's important to keep minhagi Yisrael. No one's saying not.
One person keeping all the minhagi. Very often the minhagi might actually soiser each other. Now what do you do? You're doing tati de sisra. You're getting into a lot of trouble here.
Ela kol echad tzarich lishmo minhagi avoysav vor avoysav vein lishnoysam velo hisif alem velo rigroi mehem, not to add, not to take away. Ela al pi hayras chochem.
You only take away and add and change if you go and ask a chochem. You have to have the shanas chochem.
V'im eni yodayim minhagam, v'navuch eich linhoig lemaisa,
yishol shanas chochem. Person doesn't know. He doesn't know whether he should do this minhag. He should do this minhag. He remembers his father doing something. He's not exactly sure. He has a... Once two brothers that used to, on Shabbos, they used to minhag at the Shabbos table differently. So I asked them both, why do you do like this? He said, that's what I saw my father doing. I asked the one, he said, that's what I saw my father doing. So, I don't know what you do there. You ask a Shalos Chochem, I don't know how you get out of that problem. They both saw their father doing something different, maybe different stages of their lives. The father changed or whatever, I don't know. But they're both doing something different, because that's what I saw in my father's house.
Tov. But that one has to, check out carefully.
Sorry. The reasons are not exactly clear. We see there's whole ladies that keep certain minhagim, and they keep their mamash chazak. But we don't really know what the makor is. And then
you see the poiskim try very hard to find some way to find a basis for this minhag. If he's
doing it because that's what his fathers did or whatever, you do it. Give quite a few examples. A person shouldn't makabel these minhagim on himself.
If you have a real strong reason to, then you have to ask. V'chein yesh minhagim shem chelek shel mareches shlima. If we minag echa, okay, this is basically not really nogaitas, but it is nogaitas.
Let's take the minhagim that are tolerant on something else. Let's take Yom Tov Sheni. Many minhagim that relate to Yom Tov Sheni, yeah? So a person kept Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, and he comes in Chutz Laretz, he comes to live in Eretz Yisrael now, and he doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni anymore. He's Ben Yisrael, he only keeps one day. So the minag is not shaykh anymore. So everything that went with that minag is not shaykh anymore. So it also has to go.
Yeah, that's not really what I wanted to get into. Okay. Oh, now there's another thing. This is also one has to know this. V'chein yesh minhagim she'enim kshurin l'minag avos ele l'minag amokim.
There's a thing called a minag amokim. Person comes to live in Eretz Yisrael after having lived in Chutz La'aretz. He comes here. There's many things. Let's say he's taking care of all the minhagim that are not shaykh to him. Yeah, the 43,000 minhagim that he has from all his neighbors and everything, and he's worked it out, and he's satisfied himself, got it all. But there are certain minhagim that's called minhag amokim.
That's become kavur in a certain place. That's what you know. And there you are, chayv to keep them. If he's minhag amokim, bein lekula, bein lechumra.
Person's living in a place, and he kept certain chumras, and in this place, the minhag amokim is lekula. Person has to go lekula. What he does in private, something else, but certainly befeis, yeah.
A
person has to work this out for himself. You move to Eretz Yisrael, you have to learn the halachas, you have to know what it means to live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to know what you're doing. There was a couple made Aliyah last week, they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. I got a call from the couple. We need to sit down with the rabbi straight away. We just arrived, they've sit down with the rabbi straight away. We don't know what we're doing in Eretz Yisrael. We're now living in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what we're doing, but we know there's things that this is Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. We need someone to come and give us a shir in Hilchas. Now you're living in Eretz Yisrael, what do? You know, you're living in Eretz Yisrael. There's trumas, there's maestros, there's all sorts of stuff that are minag Yisrael. You have to know where. Sometimes you're diving in a place where it's minagro. It's not minagro. It's a complex person has to know. Person has to know what he's doing. And he brings a Moritic marshal from the times of the Romans. The Romans used to go to war. And when they used to go to war, they used to get the spoils of war. So it was a Roman soldier that captured a certain city. And he saw a beautiful leather bag. Beautiful leather bag. Mamash, handmade design. Cut beautiful special leather, whatever. And he wanted it. So he went to take it. He picked it up. It was mamash heavy. So he opened it up, it was full of stones, he threw out the stones, he took the bag and off he went. What were those stones? Those were special precious stones. There was pearls and diamonds, there was a treasure with billions and billions. Yeah? It was too heavy to pick up, but even if he'd just taken a few diamonds, he would have been a very rich man for the rest of his life. But what did he do? He threw away the diamonds and he took the bag. It's very often what we do. We take the toffle, we take what's not that important, but it looks so important. It's not because we're at fault. It's not because we're bad. It's just because, you see, the next door neighbor, mamash, holds of this like Yarog Val Yavol. And we think, what do I know? So we think this is a big deraisa and I have to keep it or whatever. And it works the other way as well. You can sometimes have a neighbor who's keeping coolers and whatever and doing things that our minag is not to do, or your minag is not to do. It works both ways. You have to be careful. The bottom line is the person has to know what's a deraisa, has to know what's a derabbanan, and has to know what's a chumra, has to know what's a minag, he has to learn it until he knows. And if he's not sure, ask. Don't do things like this on your own. There's a big problem here. Why am I bringing this now? Why is this a choshuv to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? This is just a nice shir about Hilchas being normal. You've got to be normal. Why dafka now? So I'll tell you. The person's doing tshuva. So if he's doing aveiras and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, eventually he wakes up. If not the beginning of Elul, you know, he has the shofar once, twice. Eventually, he wakes up, he realizes, oh, you know, I got to, and he starts worrying about it. He starts getting concerned about it. He starts clapping al chayt. He might even do tshuva. But if a person's keeping all these wonderful things and he's doing all these mitzvahs and he's minhagim whatever, which is not chayv to keep or whatever, and there's some derises that are shooting at the table, he might not even notice that he's doing anything wrong. That's the danger. Yeah. How do you do tshuva? Everything looks glorified. He's doing mamash. He's doing what that neighbor's doing and what that neighbor is. He's keeping all these things. And he feels very frum and he feels very holy. And therefore, the things that he's not doing somehow get plastered over. And that's the danger of what we call frumkat. He's a person. A person can think that he's mamash holding. And what he's really holding in is mamash minhagim. They're not even shaykh to him. But they famish. They feel nice. They feel spiritual. Whatever, he wears a long black coat and a shtrambel on Shabbos. And now he feels mamash, he feels holy. But he stays the same. He doesn't change. Nothing's happened to him. I'm not saying anything wrong with wearing long black coats and shamas. There's an example. He wears a long white coat on Shabbos. That's a fact. I don't want to be discriminating against anyone specific. Yeah, whatever. He likes wearing white on Shabbos. It's pure. It's whatever. Whatever. But so now he feels like he's holding somewhere because he's doing something. Obviously, that doesn't change you. You stay the same. But because of that, he's less likely to realize that there's problems there that need to be solved. And there's no greater opportunity for solving one's problems and getting in touch with the problems and doing tshuva there now. It's an opportunity. Hashem gives us a special opportunity where he makes it easy. You know, there's uphill and there's downhill. Elul's downhill. You can mamash, you can sit on the bike, you don't have to pedal too hard, you go down, and Hashem's doing a lot of it's the time that's meyuchad for that. That special awe that shone in the times in the Midbar, where there was that special kapara and tshuva for Klal Yisrael when Moshe came down on the Haron, on Yom Kippur, whatever, that's all shining now. And to waste that hizdamnut, not to use it to change, and then spend the rest of the year trying to change when it's not so easy to change, is a chaval, and it's a chaval because I'm not analyzing who I am and what I'm doing. I'm keeping all hanhogas and whatever which are not that necessary, and I'm missing some stuff that are mamish critical. I'm slamming doors and waking up my roommate at 3 o'clock in the morning because I learned through the Aseh Tikkun Chatzos. You know. Or I'm sitting on the floor in the room with my roommate. I don't know, no one's got roommates here, so it's not really that relevant. The married guys have got roommates. But you know, you wake up at 12 o'clock, everyone's gone to sleep, and you're sitting on the floor crying and howling, you know, tikkun chatzos, whatever. You wake up all the kids, you know, so wonderful. Or it's a mitzvah to build the sukkah on Motzi Yom Kippur, you've got to go straight into your sukkah, right? So everyone's tired after the fast, people get to sleep a bit earlier or whatever, and you're at 2 o'clock in the morning, still banging and chopping on the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, but I don't know how much schar you're getting for building that sukkah. A person's got to be normal. Obviously, if the guy next door is knocking and building a sukkah at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're supposed to go out and help him. Don't get upset with him. Marvin al midoysov, yeah? Well, what is it? Get up and say to him, can I help you? I see you're having a hard time putting up your sukkah. Let me help you. We can all go to sleep. That's what you all do, no? I mean, he's not allowed to build a sukkah. You're not allowed to get upset when he's building a sukkah at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, very good. Okay, so I just want to put this across, this nakuda. I know it sounds simple and it's poshut and everybody knows this, but it's a very important thing to do. So I know what's going to happen afterwards. I'm going to get questions. So what do you do? Lamai says, we don't know. We don't know. So how do I know? So that for that, there's only one solution that I'm aware of. Well, there's two solutions. The one is you have to learn. The person has to learn. But what do you do until you know Shulchan Aruch? Is you have to ask. You have to find the right people that you can ask shalos to. You have to have a rov, and you have to have a mentor, and you have to have somebody that can guide you in these areas. Aselach HaRav, when I was first becoming frum in the early days, Rav Tetz said to me, he said, the first mitzvah in the Torah is you have to find a rabbi. He said, but before that, you have to do another mitzvah, and that is you have to get your seichel straight so you choose the right one. He said, if you know how to choose the right one, so go ask a rabbi who to choose. Go ask a godel. I have a friend who went to ask Rav Shach if he could make Rav Moshe Shapira his rabbi. Shach said, 100%. Go for it. Well, that's what a person has to do. That's what a person has to do. Otherwise, you're walking in the dark on your own, as the Mesillas Shirayim says, and you don't know where you're going, and you don't know what you're doing, and it's dangerous. And now it's even more dangerous because the opportunity we have now is fantastic, and we have to grab it with both hands. Should be with Brocha Natzlocha, Sidati Rishmaya. As I said at the beginning, it's mamash, it's a miracle. You look around, it's ma'at, but it's vizach, and if it's zach, it's harba. And it's Baruch Hashem, we're entering our 11th year. 12th year, 11th year. Getting old, Alon and Rael. Yeah, I know. That's so far back, we can't remember. But it's Baruch Hashem, it's a miracle, and it's a schut to be part of it, and we should just be zeichet to go Alan and Alan.
They were excellent. There is because they were Meirev Avoida. Meirev, not and Rev Avoida.
No, because of the Rev Avoida.